As we continue our study, looking at the parable of the mustard seed, found in Mark 4, verses 30-34, we're reminded that God has a way of bringing great things out of humble beginnings. Look at David. He was a mustard seed. He was the youngest son in a family of 8 boys. He was ignored and given the job no one else in the family wanted, taking care of the sheep. God took the mustard seed and made a giant killing king out of his life. A man who wrote the Psalms. A man who became the king of Israel. Consider Gideon. He was a mustard seed too. He was from the smallest family in the smallest tribe in the nation of Israel. God took Gideon and used him as a great military leader, giving him a great conquest with as few as a few hundred men. Now, let's take a look at you and I. If you're a child of God today, you certainly had mustard seed beginnings. According to the Bible, we were sinners and still remain sinners. This was your condition before you came to Christ. Romans 3, verses 10-12. There is none righteous, no, not one. There's none who understands, there's none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who do good, no, not one. You talk about humble beginnings. Humble beginnings, mustard-like beginnings, mustard seed-like beginnings. Ephesians 2, verse 1 tells us, "And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." You were dead, and he made you alive, dead in trespasses and sins. Mustard seed beginnings. According to the Bible, you and I were under a death sentence, and we were headed to hell. Romans 6, verses 23 tells us that the wages of sin is death. Ephesians 2, 3 tells us, "Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others." We were by nature. That is what we were born. We were by nature children of wrath. You talk about humble beginnings. John 3, verses 18 tells us this: "He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." We had been condemned. Verse 36 of that same chapter, John 3. "He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." The wrath of God abides on him. That was our condition when the Lord had mercy on us. God, in his grace, looked beyond what we were to see what he would cause us to become. Through his grace, he saved us, planted us into Christ, and now our life is bearing fruit for the glory of God. Humble beginnings. That's why Zechariah 4:10 reminds us, "Who has despised the day of small things?" Don't despise the small things of God. God can take someone who seems insignificant and make something great out of him. He can take a backward, stuttering man and use him to bring the law of God to humanity, as we saw in Moses. He can take an awkward, shy shoe salesman and use him to shake the world for Jesus Christ. He did that with D.L. Moody. And the question is this, what can he do with your life? He can do anything. Anything that he pleases. That is what we learn in the parable of the mustard seed. We learn how the kingdom builds, how he builds each and every disciple that's in that kingdom. We see in Mark 4, verse 32, how the kingdom blesses. Look at Mark 4, verse 32. And when it was sown, it grows up, it becomes greater than all herbs, and shoots out large branches, so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade. So the birds of the air may nest under its shade. This tiny seed grew into an immense plant. Its branches spread themselves abroad, offering a place for the birds to rest. In the shadow of that plant, the birds found shelter from the storms, rest from their weariness, and shade from the heat of the sun. The humble mustard seed produced a plant that had many uses among the human community as well. People gathered its leaves, served them up as food. The seeds were crushed and used as a condiment, the pungent flavor enhancing the bland diet of people. The seeds were used as medicines. They were crushed and mixed with other things to make antidotes for snakes, snake bites, scorpion bites, spider bites. They were used to fight colds and other physical ailments. Just as the plant in this parable brought joy to the birds who flocked to it for shelter, the kingdom of God has provided many benefits for those who have turned to Jesus Christ. Everywhere, the gospel has germinated. Compassion, decency, and morality have sprung up. Hospitals and schools have been founded. Truth and salvation have been proclaimed, and lives have been changed. Everywhere the gospel has gone, it has brought about the destruction of demonism, cannibalism, polygamy, child sacrifice, and 10,000 other evils. The spread of the gospel has built orphanages for the fatherless and homes for the homeless. The gospel has reached out to comfort the bereaved, care for the infirmed, and cure the sick. The gospel has changed individuals, communities, and nations. Even this great nation, the United States, it owes its existence and its blessings to the spread of the gospel of grace. This nation was founded on the principles of the gospel and the Christian faith. And even those who reject the gospel in America today still reap the benefits of a nation that was founded by God and for God. When the kingdom of God moves in with divine power, the kingdom of Satan must fall before its appearance. It may have humble beginnings, but God has used it to accomplish great and wonderful things. Do not despise the small things, the day of small things, the humble beginnings. Do not despise that. Look to the mustard seed, the parable of the mustard seed, just as the birds in this parable found many great blessings under the branches of the mustard plant. Those who come to Jesus Christ find more than blessings, more blessings than they can imagine. In Him, in Christ, those that come to Christ, they find shelter from the storms of life. Psalm 61, verses 2 to 4 tells us, from the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. For you have been a shelter for me, a shelter from the storms of life. How beautiful, how beautiful. Christ has been food for the hungry soul. Look at Psalm 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Food for the hungry soul. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 103, verse 3 tells us that he is the cure for the sin-sick soul. Psalm 103:3, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, see, who heals all of your diseases, your sin-sick soul, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things. Cure for the sin-sick soul. He provides rest from the weariness of sin and religious works for those that have been tried to save themselves by their works. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9 tells us, for by grace ye have been saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Rest from the weariness of sin and religious works. Shade from the fierce wrath of God. Do you not understand that you were under the wrath of God? Do you not understand that Romans 8:1 tells us there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus? Those in Christ Jesus. You have been under the wrath of God, and now you're in Christ Jesus. Shade from the wrath of God. Romans 5:9 tells us, much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Oh, shade from the fierce wrath of Almighty God. He's given us a new life, a better life. He takes a bland life and moves into it and makes that a life abound with the blessings of the Lord. He is the antidote for the terrible poison of sin. He is the cure for the sin of this world. He is the cure for the sting of death. Jesus Christ. Thank God for the blessings that we have in Jesus Christ. I bless the day that I came under the shelter of his branches. I bless the day when his grace was applied to my life, when my sins were paid for and I became the righteousness of God. I believe in our text. It says in back to Mark 4, verse 32, that the birds of the air may nest under its shade. The birds of the air, I believe that the birds in the parable represent lost sinners, wherever they may be found. Just as birds find shelter, rest and shade under the branches of a tree, lost sinners have the same hope when they fly to Jesus Christ for their soul's salvation. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm glad there is a place in Jesus Christ for me. I'm glad that I can tell you that there is a place in Jesus Christ for you. What is the message of the mustard seed? The primary message is this: the kingdom of God may have had humble beginnings, but it will expand and it will grow until it has universal impact. The gates of hell will not prevail against the kingdom of God. The secondary message of the mustard seed is this, that God can take something that seems so small and so insignificant, and he can transform it into something big. Something that he can use mightily and greatly for his kingdom. He has done that with the kingdom of God. He has done that in many of you. And he can do that for all who will come to him by faith. You should take a look at your own life today. If you're not a child of God, you should take your life and place it in the hands of God. You might think he won't have you and he can't use you. But the fact is, he won't turn you away. Come, all you that are burdened and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Come, I will in no wise turn you away. Come, he won't turn you away, and he'll do more in and through your life than you ever imagined, If you're a child of God, you should take your life and present it before the Lord today. He can take you and use you in ways that you would never believe. Give him your life and watch him work. Bring your mustard seed to Jesus Christ today and watch him take it and turn it into a massive plant for the glory of God.